What is it about the desert? Infinite vistas of sand and rock to the horizon. Welcoming as a punch in the mouth. Above, the merciless sun wants to scorch you until your bones are bleached. Hawks and vultures patrol the cloudless glare, searching for the weak and the dead. Oh, and the ground can't wait to receive you. Scorpions, rattlesnakes, fire ants, cactus. Even in the rare oasis where water flows and supports life, even that water holds venomous beetles that will bite and sicken you, kill you if you're allergic. Still, there's something about it, something hypnotic, something magnetic, something that fuels visions as other landscapes do not. Maybe the air itself is hallucinogenic. Carlos Castaneda claimed to encounter shapeshifters in the desert. Area 51 is believed by many to be a hub for intergalactic travelers. Maybe there are spores on the wind that carry desert fever, because people do flip out in the desert. Whether with a low-tech tribal Burning Man or in the neon-drenched concrete playpen that is Las Vegas, no one in either place is ever quite in their right mind, are they? I just returned from the desert. It was a bizarre journey, but then I've never had a desert road trip that wasn't weird.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hands off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
I suppose many people have never been in the desert. They just see them in movies, or maybe have blasted through one at 80 miles an hour in an air-conditioned vehicle. I'd wager there are thousands who live in the desert in LA or Vegas or Phoenix, but have never really ventured beyond the city to experience it. So I was recently in Las Vegas and drove there from LA. The trip is a smidge under 300 miles that takes you through the Mojave, which is nearly 50,000 square miles of nothing. But that's not entirely true. Along that lonely road are the corpses of dozens of dried-up dreams. Guys who looked at cheap land and said, I can make something out of this. I can get rich here. To which the desert answered, go ahead. Give it a shot. Against colossal odds, some people do strike gold in the desert. Way out there on the south side of the 15 freeway, off an exit named Ghost Town Road, you can't make this stuff up, there's a kitschy little restaurant called Peggy Sue's 50s Diner. And it actually was built in 1954, with a whopping 9 counter stools and 3 booths. Then somebody bought it and expanded it, and every time I've been there, the joint is packed, and deservedly so. Lots of roadside eateries suck, but Peggy Sue's is great. Great food, great service, not expensive, be sure to sit at the counter, and if you're lucky, maybe Jerry Lynn will be your waitress. If Hollywood was casting a waitress in a 50s diner, she'd be hired the moment they saw her. Calls everyone sweetheart and honey bunch. Couldn't be any nicer or faster. So the place is stuffed with stuff. There's a near life-sized Elvis sculpture wailing as he strums a silent plaster guitar. There's a fortune-telling Elvis in a glass booth, same as Zoltar. Except it doesn't really look like Elvis. It's got his glasses and hair, but some other guy's face. And the booth isn't marked Elvis either. It says, The King. I guess it's not a licensed likeness. But every 5 minutes or so, it will call out to the four walls in an eerie, processed Elvis voice.
Come on, what are you waiting for? For a little change, I'll give you a wisdom fit for a king.
So the diner is great. But the gift shop, oh, that's a trip of its own. What makes it great? The mannequins. Damn near every desert haunt I've ever visited had at least one mannequin. Now, why is that? Merchants in the desert just love mannequins. Maybe it's a holdover from the days when Vegas was adjacent to a nuclear test site and dummies were everywhere. That must have been a wild time in Vegas, attending atomic blast parties. Go to a saloon at the Fremont or the Flamingo, order an atomic cocktail, yes, they made those, and dine and dance and drink until 3:59 a.m. Then slap on your Ray-Bans and start the countdown, just like New Year's Eve. And at 4 a.m. on the dot, a mere 50 miles away out in the desert, instant dawn. Night turned to day in a blinding flash, with a keepsake mushroom cloud to carry irradiated particles all the way to your very own nasal passages and lungs. Your government said it was all perfectly safe, that if you thought you might have taken a little fallout dusting, just grab a shower, and you're good as new. There were an astonishing 238 above-ground nukes set off near Vegas from the 50s until 63. And the desert's still there. Seems like there's a fuck ton of cancer clinics around town, though. Maybe that's another thing about the desert. On some primitive level, we know it wants to kill us, so we're okay with trying to kill it back. Maybe the desert extracts some quiet retribution, huh? In other topography, bad ideas are soon camouflaged by nature. For instance, some myopic visionary built a partial family playground in the mountains near Malibu. He called it Lake Enchanto. It was kind of a low-tech Disneyland before there was a Disneyland. Guy built a big swimming pool with an island in it, outdoor theaters, wine cellars, and it was going pretty good until he ran out of money. Over the years, the woods have overgrown most of it. You really have to look to find the remnants. But in the desert, nothing rusts. No grass or trees or vines obscure the dashed dreams of the starry-eyed entrepreneur. The desert vindictively showcases the folly of fools forever. But back to Peggy Sue's 50s diner and those mannequins. They add a touch of the macabre. And it looks and feels so right. One is a soda jerk that resembles Don Draper at maybe 16 years of age with the shoulder-length hair, and he is posed serving the only jeweled cheeseburger in Yermo, California. A blinged cheeseburger. Sounds yummy, huh? Light on vitamins, but packed with minerals. And Yermo, California. Isn't that a fantastic name? Yermo.
Where are you from, soldier?
Yermo.
Yermo. Keep your hands on your mo and do not touch my mo.
In that gift shop is an entire wall devoted to the king, that would be Elvis Aaron Presley, Elvis dinnerware and shot glasses and keychains and on and on. And the whole time you're looking at them, Don Draper the soda jerk is looking at you. You can almost hear him in that weird mannequin voice suggest that you exit to the dinosaur park. That's right. It's Dine-E-er-sore Park. And on back, covering about a half acre, is a little warren of duck ponds and fountains. And there are actually ducks paddling around in the algae-choked water as thick as the chocolate shakes they serve inside. I had one of those shakes. It was fantastic. You have to wonder about those ducks. Of all the bodies of water in Southern California, they pick this weird little place to call home. There's also a lot of turtles in the water, but you can't see them until they surface. I wonder what else is in that water. Around the pools are a number of iron dinosaurs, brontosaurs and triceratops. But the star dinosaur is a 12-foot gorilla. Who cares if we mix eons and eras? It's the fucking desert. Don't ever look for logic. By the way, I'll post pictures of all this stuff, all of it, at the homepage at thatlarryshow.com. Next stop after Peggy Sue's Diner, Baker, California. Population 600. I think that estimate is very out of date, very high. There are only two or three open businesses in Baker. The rest are abandoned ruins. If there are 600 people living there, they must be underground. Baker is famous for this huge thermometer, 134 feet tall, with a digital readout. Why 134 feet? Well, because that's the highest temperature ever recorded on this planet at Death Valley, which isn't too far from Baker. Baker is kind of a sad little place. A few abandoned motels like the Bun Boy. Who names a motel the Bun Boy? Well, it was a spinoff from the Bun Boy restaurant, which was originally a Bob's Big Boy franchise, but they fucked up and got dropped by the franchise, so it became Bun Boy. It's one of the oddest looking abandoned motels I've ever seen. And, though it's been closed for many years, there were a couple of late model luxury cars parked in front of a room. I don't know what cooking meth smells like, but it was odd. Damned odd. At the south end of town is the abandoned Royal Hawaiian Motel. Might have been stylish in its day, but there it sits, just baking away in Baker. It has those Polynesian design elements, you know, curved roof lines and the obligatory palm trees leaning at drunken angles, every one of which is brown and topless. When palm trees die of thirst, they lose their heads and look like, well, they look like erect dog dicks in the desert. Maybe they see something over at the Bun Boy that hasn't turned on. Who knows? And then, smack dab, in the middle of town, is the latest and greatest attraction of Baker, the Alien Beef Jerky Store. Now this is a head-scratcher. This is what I'm talking about, that desert fever that makes people hallucinate. The store is very cool looking, inside and out. Some clever guys designed it. It evokes kind of a space vehicle look with huge clawed tractor treads and phaser cannons on the roof. And inside is packed with Area 51 tchotchke, columns of alien-themed bottle openers and refrigerator magnets and t-shirts, two of which I bought for my kids. It was well over 100 degrees when I stopped into the store, and there's a cooler against a wall with dozens of different varieties of soda, so I chose myself a bottle of Rat Bastard Root Beer. Only $3.94 for a full 12 ounces. Such a deal. But, I must say, it was among the best root beers I've ever tasted. So I head back outside for the last leg to Vegas, but notice, there's more to this alien jerky compound. There's a big cylindrical drive-up alien hamburger stand yet to be opened. And, under construction, the Alien Beef Jerky Hotel. What the fuck? Didn't these guys notice the Bun Boy? Did they not see the crumbling Royal Hawaiian? Who in their right mind is going to bake in Lonely Baker when just over an hour's drive you can be in fabulous Las Vegas? Of course, there's a website with a computer animation touting the coming hotel. It looks kind of intriguing. I'll post their teaser video and my picture of the actual construction site, and you can compare and decide for yourself if you want to make a reservation now for later. How much later? Who knows? The Alien Beef Jerky people have a saturation billboard campaign for miles out on the freeway and have changed Baker's nickname from Gateway to Death Valley to Gateway to Area 51. I'd call it the Gateway to Bankruptcy, whether you stay in town or continue on to Vegas. I'd say the Alien Beef Jerky venture is probably already in for $5 or $10 million. I head back toward my car and notice another car. Well, it's not accurate. It looked more like a horizontal rocket on wheels. And soon, an American legend stood beside me. Jim Jet Nielsen. 4-time land speed world record holder. There he was, with his 700-mile-an-hour jet car, in the parking lot of the Alien Beef Jerky store in Baker, California. Hell of a nice guy. See what I mean about the desert? If there are interdimensional portals on Earth, that's where they're going to be. I find ruins, which are nearly always piles of broken dreams, endlessly fascinating. A couple of hundred yards off the road, you might see a solitary stone fireplace and chimney, and nothing else. And you can tell by the scale that it was not built for some little cabin. It had to have been once part of a large home, in the middle of absolutely nothing, nothing as far as the eye can see. Who the hell would build a house there? What's the story behind it? There are many, many ruins along I-15. Structures that look like sagging A-frame IHOPs or geodesic domes or tiki huts. I decided to stop and have a closer look at one I've passed many a time. The long-abandoned low-gas EAT stop. That's low, L-O, without the W. And you have to wonder if they're referring to the price of the gasoline or maybe the food causes limited flatulence. Who knows? The ruin is about 100 yards off the freeway, and the structure is covered with graffiti. There's litter and tumbleweed everywhere, and you speculate what might even still go on in this creepy place when the sun sets. Maybe even while you're standing there. Or what evil might spot you from the road and decide to pull over and say hello. The tagline for the original Alien movie was, "In space, no one can hear you scream." That line works in the desert, too. In the foreground of the picture I'll post, you'll notice a kid's stroller. Why is that there? It appears to be functional. Doesn't even look banged up. Why does somebody decide to dump a stroller in some godforsaken ruin in the Mojave? Maybe they had to get out of there in a big hurry. They say Las Vegas was just a tank town with a handful of dingy casinos until Bugsy Siegel saw its potential, got the Chicago mob to front him the dough to build the original Flamingo Hotel. When he ran over budget, they answered his request for more funds by shooting him through the eye. Billions and billions later, it looks like Bugsy knew something. That one gangster had better business sense than the state of California and the federal government, which teamed up to build one of the weirdest sites in the Mojave Desert. It's just a click or two west of the state line, and it's called the Ivan Pah Solar Powered Facility, the largest of its kind in the world. I'll post pictures of it, too. It looks like a few thousand acres of aluminum foil with three humongous towers that are lit as brightly as the sun itself, so bright they actually cast visible beams even in midday. The towers are topped with massive mirrors called heliostats. The thing cost over $2 billion to construct, most of it coming from the feds, or you and me, I should say, and it does generate some power with just a couple of glitches. One is that it takes fossil fuel to make it run, to prime it. How much fossil fuel? How about 525 million cubic feet of natural gas each year? How much gas is that? Well, that's enough to power about 9,000 homes for a year. And it throws some 4,600 metric tons of CO2 off. All this magnificent multi-billion-dollar so-called technology brought to you by the same government that set off 238 nukes above ground near Vegas and said there was no health risk that a fast shower couldn't fix. Oh, and this magical solar power facility regularly barbecues birds in flight, about 6,000 a year. The mirrors are like death rays. Now, if you went out to that desert, started blasting hawks with your 12-gauge pump, they'd lock your ass up for a long damn time. But those heliostats, well, fried hawk is okay, if it's fried by the government to fight climate change. I lived on the East Coast for a long time. No deserts there.
Lived right in the ocean for a few years. Loved that too. Never got tired of watching the waves. But this damn desert, I never tire of it either. I'd like to rent some plush, all-terrain survival vehicle and armed to the teeth with supplies for several days. Go really deep into it, see what the hell is out there. Maybe find one of those doorways to another dimension. I did a show about that, episode 105, Scared of the Future. It's about a guy who claims to have invented a device that could locate black holes and time warps. It's in the July 2018 tab at thatlarryshow.com, where there are over 200 more episodes, along with lots of additional images, videos, and commentary. There's also a Patreon button. You click that, baby, gets you access to dozens of bonus episodes, signed books, custom recordings, and more. I guess that's the portal to another dimension of That Larry Show. As always, thanks for hanging with me. And if you get curious, decide to head out into the desert for a good look. Prepare to embrace the bizarre. I'll see you next Tuesday or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.